Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We got Larry on board tonight. How you doing, Larry?
Oh, hanging in. How's it going?
Well, pretty good. There's some things going on I'd like your comments on. I'm going to read just parts, and I'm not going to name the guy who did it. But the gainsayers are really out there pounding up anybody who suggested 923. And I want to read part of this. Excuse me. Many of these guys that were promoting 923s, this is what he says. Many are no longer students of Bible prophecy. Instead, they have become chasers of signs. They are constantly looking for the next supernatural event. Over and over again, they promote some astral formation, skip traced Bible codes, or a picture of Jesus that miraculously appears in a piece of toast. So that's kind of a very arrogant remark. But anyway, then he says this. He quotes Matthew 16:4. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall be no sign given up except the sign of the prophet Jonah. And he left them and departed. His next verse. Looking around at what is happening around the world and here in the United States has nothing to do with rapture, end of the world, or second coming. What it is, I guess he thinks it's just all about we need to repent. Then he goes on to quote, no man knoweth the time or the hour, not even Christ, which is a total fabrication because in the book of Revelation, Jesus says, look, if you're watching, you're going to know. And I'm not going to come upon you as a thief if you're watching. So here and this guy's pretty big in prophecy circuits. Now let's listen to this remark. I am still amazed at how many Christians claim they know when the rapture or any future event, then when the date comes and goes, they backpedal and start rerunning the mass so they can come up with a new date. And why is it that people out there refuse to listen to Matthew 24:36, where Christ said, no man knows the day or the hour? Well, it just so happens, folks, look in the book of Revelation and a letter to the church, you're going to see where he says, if you're watching, you will know, and if you're not, I'm going to come upon you as a thief in the night. So anyway, here's another remark he's made. Here this past weekend came great calamity. Second coming of the rapture was going to take place based on the stupidity of a man who tossed out the idea. What is really sorry is how many bought into it, hook, line, and sinker. Look at how much energy and time was spent closing this stupid, useless sign. The sun crossing Virgo and the 12 stars. Whoopee, big deal. Okay, now here's another one. Folks, why did we waste a lot of time on some hokey stargazing, number counting, sign of the last days, when if we really wanted to make a difference, why not come down where the fields are truly ripe and people want God in their lives? Friends, let's get our eyes off these stupid end-time signs that never amount to anything, and let's get back to focusing on sharing the hope of the Lord Jesus Christ with a hurting world. God is not pointing to the last days. He's calling people to repentance. calling them. This is another quote. So the next time some fly-by-night sign comes popping its head up, remember that no one is going to benefit except the guy who came up with the lousy sign. Yay, he is going to make a bundle on all the books, DVDs, and such, because there will still be people who forgot that. Of that day and hour, north, no man, no, not the angels or heaven. And, of course, if you go into Paul, Paul says the same thing that Jesus Christ said when he got to heaven, that if you're watching, you will know. Now, this is very typical of what the gainsayers are writing. Actually, they're calling God a liar who commanded you to watch. You got to have signs to watch or there's no point in watching. And I believe that this kind of attitude is, Jesus said, I'm going to appoint you with the unbelievers. Because you beat up on, like Scotty Clark. He just presented what he found. And he gets trounced on for it. But to call these signs stupid is calling God stupid. I had a friend of mine whose husband, who was very mean, he called God stupid. 6 months later, he died from every cancer that is known in 6 months after calling God stupid. And this is really what he said. It is the Lord in Genesis who said he put the stars, the sun, and the moon up there for signs and for seasons that we might know where we are. And it's these kind of people out there that are leading a lot of people astray, professing themselves to be absolute experts, and nobody else knows anything, and they know everything. I'm calling them out. I'm calling all of them out. Be careful. Jesus Christ gave you a warning. And he also said, if you will not watch, I'm going to come upon you as a thief. Well, this guy here is just simply saying, there are no signs for any second coming. It doesn't have anything to do with anything. What's your comment, if you got one?
I hate to laugh, Stuart, but me and you have been through this so many times over the years, it's just, it's like digging up old graves. I mean, oh, my God. But here we go again. I mean, that's all I can say is here we go again. And you're exactly right. You know, I get emails. You get emails. I get emails all the time from people that think I'm just stupid. Stupid as a rock to go around looking up numbers, you know, in God's numerics. That's the stupidest thing they ever heard of, because don't everybody know that numbers are a cult, you know, and then like the star signs, you know. Well, you get hammered and you get baked in the oven, you know, for mentioning something in the heavens or the cosmos. And don't we know that astrology is against everything God stands for? And you know, they don't know where to apply it. Here's another thing I want to mention, Stuart, and you probably hadn't thought of this one, but I was reading one of your blogs the other day, and I went down to the bottom and clicked on some responses, and somebody's in there calling you a nutcase because you were a false prophet. And I'm thinking, hello? I want to say that again. Hello? To the guy calling Stuart Best a false prophet. Do you know what a prophet is? Have you even looked it up in a book? You know, look in a dictionary. Hey, you know, I've been on shows with you, Stuart, for years. Maybe you opened this can of worms today. I don't know, but let me finish it out here. you know, I've been on shows with you for years, and I don't ever remember you prophesying. I remember you talking about the Bible. I remember you talking about Enoch and Jubilees and Jasher and all these books. But these are other people's lives that have either wrote down something about what they felt they'd been given, or somebody else wrote down what they had been given. And all you're doing is reading what they said happened. And then again, you connect dots all the time, which is, it takes a smart guy to do that, but they can't even accept that. And so here's a similitude for people. You know, there's a guy out there, And then these gainsayers come out of the woodwork when they see him walking down the street, and they start blowing and tooting their horns, hollering, and he's a thief, he's a thief, he's a thief. Can't you see it? He's a thief. Well, if somebody asks them, well, what's he stolen? Well, they don't have an answer. You know, they don't have an answer. They ain't never saw him steal anything. They don't know anybody said he stole anything, but, oh, no, he's a thief, all right. Well, Stuart, even though you hadn't prophesied, even though you haven't got on your shows and said, thus saith God, you know, like all the TV preachers do, you know, and you don't do that. That's not how you operate in your ministry, and I appreciate that fact. But you don't get up there and proclaim it's God speaking through you and you're prophesying. So how do they call you a false prophet if you don't prophesy? I'm beginning to see how humanity is so bone dead stupid. I don't know how it can last much longer. Maybe you and I, Stuart, will turn the last light out. However, maybe also some of these things, even Jeremiah said, and he did prophesy and wrote about, that hadn't even came to pass yet. Can you imagine what they've been saying about Jeremiah? What do you
know? How do I word this? You and I probably would have hit the delete button a long time ago if we were given that responsibility. Probably would have happened, you know, fairly rapidly. But the Lord does have great love for everybody. He has great patience for everybody, as you know. But he does warn, and this is what I'm warning to all these gainsayers out there. You better read your Bible, and you better understand what it actually says. Jesus Christ said he is going to appoint you with the unbelievers and the hypocrites because of what you're doing. Read it. It's in there. So anyway, kind of into the discussion, I was listening to this guy, though, who's been evidently researching the timelines now for, I don't know, 30, 40 years, he said. And he claims, and he shows you biblically why it's true, that because we are in a jubilee of jubilees this year, that we are actually still in 5777. And that if there was ever a need for a watch, for bad things to happen, and possibly the bride going home, it's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And because we are at the end of the 40 days from the solar eclipse, which also terminates Saturday on the Feast of Atonement. And if you folks out there want to look up on the internet, Feast of Atonement, it's really, really very interesting what it has to say about that feast. And it is the last trumpet that's blown for the entire year. Now, nobody knows if Paul was referring to that last trump, but there's a lot of people out there who really have studied all this, and they claim that Jesus would return for his church on a jubilee. We are about now to enter a jubilee, so it's just kind of a heads up. And because we are at the end of the 40 days of the sign of Jonah, and there, Larry, have you heard one talk about repentance? I haven't heard anything.
Well, the only mention of that awful, awful biblical word, it's really politically incorrect as you can get. The only time I've heard that is when you and I and Augusto was on a show together, and when we bring it up, just like Psalm 2, I really don't suppose they exist anymore. They're fables, I suppose, but we do talk about them occasionally.
Yeah, I know. All right, to the end of that, because we have not repented and the nation will not repent, that's another reason why a heads up, because Jonah was told the Ninevites, you got 40 days And if you don't do something in that 40 days, you don't repent, then you're going to be overthrown. Well, we're at the end almost of the 40 days, and I do believe America is going to be overthrown, because Jeremiah says so, Isaiah says so, the book of Revelation, which is the Lord Jesus Christ himself, and of course he's speaking through Jeremiah, Isaiah, Daniel, and all of them. I would suspect that the overthrowing will become much more obvious through October. Whether we're here or not, doesn't matter. Larry, what's going on in North Korea? I see this General Dunford. North Korea's ability to target U.S. with nuclear-tipped ICBMs is a very short time away. Now, you've heard and been following some of this. What's the update on North Korea?
Well, interestingly, there's a lot going on that we're not hearing about. We're too busy worrying about football, but besides that, I guess people not only disrespect the Bible, they disrespect the flag and everything about our country we thought was really important originally.
Yes,
but you know what's interesting? We're in a dire time. I mean, seriously, we are. Lieutenant General retired Jerry Boykin, and everybody should know him, Jerry Boykin, recently reported, and this was just a day or so ago, he said, Trump and all Americans need to be ready for war. He said, we are going to war. And a number of generals have been issuing warnings about this. Of course, you're not hearing much about it. They're covering it up with all this other stuff. I'm beginning to think that the NFL thing and all the economic baloney that's going on in Congress, you know, in the Senate and the House, blah, 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 like it's important. I'm beginning to think that's nothing but a smokescreen. DHS, Department of, Homeland Security, has recently warned the southern area of Southern California to prepare for a nuclear strike, possibly, that they may receive. And then Hawaii is doing the very same thing. I suppose Guam is structured in the same way of defense. But the interesting thing is South Korea is reporting that North Korea is moving military assets. They threaten now to shoot down our planes that even are not in their airspace. And there are reports in the intelligence area that they're getting ready to set off another nuke and possibly fire more missiles, and that China and Russia now have naval fleets in the area of that region to stave off possibly what they consider to be a Trump attack, a surprise attack. And of course, Trump has continually said there's not much time left. So when Jerry Boykin, this is not a stupid man. Jerry Boykin is a lieutenant general that was in the Army. He was there for a long time, and he was smart. And when he says, you better warn America to get ready to go to war, we better start thinking more about what we're fixing to have in our face than we are about people standing around in football uniforms.
Yes. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Huh? Yep, I do now. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think somebody tried to knock us out. I don't blame them. We've been talking awful bad.
Oh, well, you got to do what the Lord says to do. He says tell the truth. And deep state doesn't like the truth. But they're going to face it whether they like it or not.
You mentioned deep state. Listen to this from Debka File. This is out of Israel. And remember now, since Israel fired their ballistic missile, we haven't heard anything from deep state or the White House or anybody. Matter of fact, deep state says it didn't happen. Listen to this headline. And I posted the missile launch on my blog today, by the way, the one that didn't happen. It says the Iranian Komarsasha ballistic missile test did take place, although the U.S. says it did not happen. And it says that this ballistic missile of Iran's has 2,000-kilometer range and multiple warhead capability. Israel is saying that not, it doesn't matter what the U.S. is saying, that Iran really is out of the box, too. So we've got a rogue North Korea, and we have a rogue Iran, and the U.S. is very quiet at the moment.
Well, that's kind of interesting because they had an earthquake in that region where Kimmy the Whiz Kid does his little magic firecrackers, and it's kind of odd that, and even China said they thought it was nuclear. Then all of a sudden everybody changes their tune. Oh, no, it didn't happen. So are they denying this? Are they trying to, how do I say, keep this from the American people so that we have sudden destruction? And the people are just not aware at all?
Yeah, well, that's not too hard in America today, let me assure you. It's the same way with the word repentance and Psalm 2. If you just keep it out of the general public's mind, they'll forget it altogether, and we've already proven that's a fact. But maybe I'm not impressed much with American technology and intelligence as far as the Bible goes anymore because I've heard so much baloney. And when you come out and step out and tell people something they don't want you to tell them, including the church, there's a lot the church don't want them to hear. You know, we really get hammered, you and I both. We get hammered and hammered and hammered. But here's another one that I wanted to bring up. I know we don't have a long time tonight, but
there's
a brand new Yahoo, brand new Yahoo headline. And I know you saw it, but I like your take on it because here we are again. We're looking a little bit cosmic-wise. Scientists, researchers record a fourth set of incoming gravitational waves with the new LIGO detector system.
Wow. Well, of course, you know, we had Dr. Paul LaViolette, and he warned us, and he was on a show on overseas, and he did say that, you know, he didn't know exactly when one was going to hit, but then there was an insider who came in and said they already know when it's going to hit. It's going to hit late 2017 or early 2018, and that it's on the way. They know it's on the way. They've already seen the results of its passage, and that's what Paul LaViolette warned about, these cosmic waves. And, of course, you and I have talked about how this might be related even to the rapture of the bride of Christ because of the, I can't remember what the guy's name was, but he was a prophet over in Serbia in that area. And he said that this was coming and it was going to change the DNA and the consciousness of the people and that people would vanish when it came. And that sounds an awful lot like Cliff High and the Bots. And his ascension is part of it, and vanishing is the other part of it. And the Book of Enoch talks about how people would think themselves as gods, that something happens to their minds. And that would be this passage of this gigantic cosmic wave, and then right behind it is the gravitational wave. And if you want to imagine what that would do to the Earth, put a little ping pong ball in a tub of water and then splash the water and watch the ping pong ball, because that's what it's going to be like to the Earth. I mean, it's deadly. It's going to create volcanoes, earthquakes, all kinds of stuff that are talked about in the Book of Revelation. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's very interesting, Stuart. And a matter of fact, you know, we've been talking for some time about these gravitational waves, even when people thought it was meaningless. But however, on the other hand, why would they build a LIGO system? Why would they build a technological system to detect gravitational waves if they wasn't important, and then begin to count down? In other words, we're now being told by the new systems that they've detected the fourth leading edges of these. In other words, they've already detected one set, and then two, and then three, but now we're into the fourth. Is it like water, waves of water throw a rock in the water and you start counting the waves as they come into the shore?
Yes, exactly. That's what it is. And the only reason they would be building this is because they already know there's an inbound coming. And they want to be ready so that they know when to go down into their underground caves, of which are hundreds of them, huge cities, underground tunnels, high-speed trains. People just don't believe any of this stuff. But now the truckers, this is interesting because the truckers are going down there in there and they're videotaping all this stuff. And you can find it on YouTube. If you want to look at some of this stuff, just type in underground tunnels on YouTube and you will find what these truckers have videotaped. It's amazing what's down there. And this is part of the alternative three, to go underground. The other part was to go to the moon and Mars and try and ride this stuff out. Unfortunately for them, the Lord says, I don't care where you go, under the sea, under the mountains, moon, Mars, Venus, I don't care where you go, I'm going to come get you, and I'm going to destroy you. So, a word to the wise, I guess, but what does Daniel say? The wicked will never understand, and only the wise will understand. And I think we're right at that point. Anything else? We got about 3-4 minutes, I guess.
Well, I was just going to mention that I think it's really incredibly timely that suddenly now we're hearing really all this data on the gravitational waves, which do hook into what you were talking about with Paul LaVette and, you know, the data that he's presented. But at the same time, I find it telling that, you know, here we are 2017, and then approaching 2018 on our calendar, already gone into it on the Hebrew calendar. But, you know, that as you said when you started the show, it appears that somehow we're a little bit off in our timing. So we do have to watch. I mean, we have to stay watchful.
Very. Particularly this weekend, folks, really. There's too much going on out there. Particularly, it doesn't have to have anything to do with the rapture of the church. But we are at the end of this Jonah repentance point. And there has been absolutely no repentance. It's more giving the Lord the finger and raising the fist. We will rebuild. We will come back stronger. Even Trump said that. So it's nothing but total rebellion. And that means trouble for everyone, including us. The Lord is going to judge America, and it's not going to be a fun judgment when it comes. You mentioned a Bible quote. Can we get into that just a little bit about Obama, the latest one, or whoever it was about?
Hold on, I've got to get to my notes real quick. I didn't bring that in with me while I'm doing the show. Barry's been running some really, really interesting information lately, especially in the Torah codes.
Well, let's pick it up on Friday, tomorrow.
We can do that. I'll have it ready then.
Okay, yeah, because he's got some really interesting ones also about North Korea. So, folks, this is, I don't know how to warn you, but if you're not prepared, you better get prepared. You got probably a day. I would not be running around too far on Saturday myself. I would want to be close to home. It could be an EMP attack. It could be a nuclear attack, but something's coming. And it may not be exactly on the weekend, but through October, we're going to be judged. The Lord, I think, has suspended his, delays, and it's going to come upon us. What do you think, Larry?
Oh, I'm just telling people really to be watchful and don't let the gainsayers get to you, the mockers. They're never going to stop. That's all they are, and that's all they ever will be. So just continue to watch.
Yeah. And, folks, don't take this lightly. There's things coming. Everybody feels it, even the unbelievers. They just know something's coming. They just don't know what it is. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And thanks a lot, everyone, for listening. And we'll probably try one tomorrow night. I'm not sure yet, but I think so. Anyway, good night.